Welcome to Big Jewish Media Radio Show. Big Jewish Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Jewish Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet. So just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/bigjewishmedia and twitter.com/bigjewishmedia. And always, bigjewishmedia.com.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
hello everybody, hello. And happy new year.
Happy new year, man.
January 1st, 2017. Oh my god.
Right on.
Right on, oh my god.
You're
so holiness.
Can you believe we made it to 2017?
Oh my god.
Big Jewish Media. Oh, I love it. It's so Insta good.
It's like we need everyone to follow and
that's
follow
right.
me, you know, because like I've got that photo of the day thing, and it's I'm happy.
You need to have a photo of Jesus.
I'm just like throwing
I've got
the hashtag. It's like I don't want to break our emoluments.
Oh my god.
Oh god, no.
It's like I'm working them in. My one resolution is to work them in for a happy new year.
Oh. Lean into that.
I don't know if I have best memories of 2016.
Oh, well, just
like
pivot
I'm still
and
in the present
see,
moment,
pivot.
You know, with my low sodium, high pH, gluten-free, triple osmosis water with electrolytes added.
Wow, that's right.
You know, it's just all about getting healthier, you know,
it
for
is.
2017. And I think that's like, I'm making the memories now for what the year is gonna be.
I got
know?
These nuts.
That's good, Jonathan. That's
salted
very good.
Nuts.
Like, so when we have a Throwback Thursday TBT, I think that'd be very cute for Pernie. It'd be happy tag
oh,
for life.
Lord.
And Pernie take a selfie because we want to make people laugh with the Spirit of the Lord. And Pernie have a new Bible, and it's got a thinner Bible paper than the last Bible Pernie have. You know, apparently, see these years go by and the Bible paper just gets
these
thinner.
These nuts
thinner
are really good, Steve. They're very salty.
That's one of my best memories.
Very healthy.
Apparently, it's like a sturdy Bible.
What are you going on
this
about?
This is a Happy New Year with Pernie New Bible. And Pastor Pernie Furner's name is on the front of the Bible if you watch my videos
God.
On my facebook.com/PernieFurner's page. You know, that's why you got to follow me and you'll see the photo of the day of Pernie. Pernie, one resolution. My one resolution is to really delve deeply into cross-citation and bibliotechnics.
Hit that tipping
into deciphering Jesus and God.
Right.
On Blessed Souls Ministries with Pernie.
Well, that could be a situation for some improved selfie action with the fashion and the tag for likes. And I'm really happy about that we were able to lean into pivoting away from that tipping point and all that curry favor nonsense.
I'm Jordan McNamara with the headline news now. A manhunt is underway after a massacre in Istanbul nightclub, officials say. Well, here's what to look forward to in 2017. Happy New Year, by the way, because Mariah Carey's New Year's Eve nightmare in Times Square was all because Clemson earns a rematch against Alabama for the title that Republicans are going to take control, facing internal tensions while Donald Trump says, I know a lot about hacking in 2017. 17, even though it hasn't happened yet, because it's the year that Twitter learns to thrive or die. The top 10 trends to watch for 2017 include things we can't tell you about, because we learned that covering 9 music festivals in a single year is about Billy Lord inheriting the strength of Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, the stepfather says. Meanwhile, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir's Trump-sized mistake is about sleepy New Jersey town waking up to a new identity, otherwise known as Trump's Camp David North. And also, there are 11 great movies from 2016 you can stream on Netflix, but not if we don't let you, because Eva Murray reveals her night nurse dropped son and cracked his skull. I'm in an emotionally bad place, she says, on Russian diplomats' airlines expelled by Obama after hacking are going to leave the U.S., even though Trump aide says the U.S. sanctions can be Russian, even though it's not for Warner Brothers appropriate movies on the Star Wars circuit. Democrats should capitalize on the James Bond movies because Trump will be the most disliked president in modern American history, even though he was elected, with a new Congress poised to convene Obama's policies that are in peril, even though he doesn't play the piano. The worst of the worst with 12 moments of right-wing horror and absurdity from 2016 includes Van Jones claiming the Clinton days are over in Washington because they can't stand New Jersey and Florida and Mickey Mouse. Anyway, that's the headline news you need to know now. I'm Jordan McNamara.
It's
very distressing. Oh my God, you know, I think one of the things that we need to consider as we move forward into 2017 is
not
you hear all
your
that?
Own top hashtags of your own personal emoliments clause.
Right.
What like are love, you talking about?
Happy good and insta-good and cute and me.
Good
not
news.
The news,
you're
going
to have to stop listening to these ridiculous headlines from the lamestream media.
Our media.
Activists.
It's Jordan all negative.
Because, you know,
Jordan
right.
is just reading the news.
News.
Right? It is fake.
And it causes your brain to lean into the fakeness.
It does. Jordan does not read fake news.
That is not something you want to tag
it's
for life.
It's not true. I don't know.
The confirmation bias.
Year, and then,
right.
you know, be able to say what? My one resolution is the best memories of blah, blah.
It's like a spell.
And, you know, I don't even know how
you got to work that.
I'm supposed to work in
laugh.
Funny shit. Laugh and
funny shit. Right. Do it,
this is not how the language for at least the with her yet.
Just say it. Steve. You use it in a sentence, Catherine.
Wow. As a structured speaker, I'm actually having a little trouble with
well, you have to
in,
use it.
Laugh and funny shit as the hashtag.
God will curse your mouth, potty mouth. Potty mouth woman.
We
don't
have much time. We're going to the next segment. Laugh at your funny shit if you're not able to.
Oh my God. I do not believe this.
Do something in fashion.
Stop it. I have to get ready for my segment.
That would not be a happy new year, man.
I'm Pastor Pernod Fernier of Blessed Self Ministries, deciphering Jesus and God. Pernod here with his new Bible. I have my new Bible, my new Holy Bible, leather bound to Pastor Pernod Fernier. My name, Pernod's name on the front of this.
You love
in
that,
the
don't
silver,
you?
The metal of kings, not King Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
When Jesus wore his silver crown made out of silver.
He did not.
And God had a crown made out of gold. The
oh
metal
God.
Of the Bible.
No.
Pernod, gonna open it now. Can you hear me open my Bible? Here we go. This Bible very different. It has different colors from Pernod. Get confused. So we have Isaiah 59:5. We're just gonna read what it says about bad business. You can think about this now when we talk about the bad media, you know, the mainstream media here, and the media that goes on and on. And
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, good God.
What's going on?
I hit
this
the
is
board.
Bad,
watch
bad
out.
Omen for 2000.
I'm sorry.
I hit the bus strap on that.
Take Pernod's music and
Catherine, watch out.
Make it fulfilled with warmth
good
and
God.
Justice and love. I'm getting in the sermon now. Bad business. The prophet Isaiah taught that faith should remake how God's followers do business. He called the Israelites to gauge their work the Lord's clear standards. He found the people of his day
Catherine,
failed to measure up.
Well, they weren't structured.
They
speakers,
profited
like,
through manipulation.
Oh,
their
sorry.
Words were untrustworthy.
Oh,
their
man.
Evil acts
your mic
poisoned
is
the economic
on. Your
system
mic is
of the day
on.
Of God's economy.
Catherine. Weren't millionaires like
giving and receiving love.
Telling you that.
How many of you out there are giving and receiving love?
Oh, and you're no,
sorry. I did it again. I'm
what are you doing with that?
Watch out for the soundboard, man.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Steve, your mic is on.
We're experiencing technical difficulties.
Steve, your mic is on.
In their way.
Keep
they
going.
Ignored opportunities to engage
Steve,
in
your mic was
business.
Was
their
on,
was
man.
Marked by darkness. How many of you out there are just smoked nuts or really tasty, Catherine? These are just, Pernod shouldn't eat during the show. Let me just get back to my Bible here. Israel walks in darkness. Are you walking in darkness? Can you spell dark? I know you're a sinner. I know you're a wretch, and I know that you probably can't spell Isaiah. You wouldn't be able to pick her out a sweatshirt in the Walmart shops or any of the other, you know, clearance bins or baskets or the Goodwill. If you saw the word Isaiah, you probably thought it said Isaiah or Isaiah or something like that, because you can't read. Can you Christians are illiterate Christians, and that's why the darkness has come into the world that Pernod is trying to dispel
well, they
through
need to
cross citation.
One of my workshops.
And such and such. Saving all your money. My segment is over. My segment is over,
well,
says Pernod.
Thank God, because, you know, I was tripped. My boobs were flying into the sound board. I'm so sorry. It's like flying titties.
Right on,
oh, anyway. you know, I just think that I should do like a workshop, a seminar.
Oh, Lord.
Or a webinar on dispelling the darkness.
Why?
Because so many of these Trump voters, you know, they're just going to stay and rot
and die, man.
In their single wide. And their vote isn't going to help them at all, you know. And they need to be a millionaire like me. I'm just telling you that.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Knightsbridge, and this is the Morning Message with me, Jonathan Knightsbridge. Shut up, Catherine, with the Morning Message. It's like, you know, we've been eating these salty, whatever the hell is in this bag. We're all, like, hopped up on these nuts, and so it's, like, kind of hard to talk and chew nuts at the same time. Oh, nerds, you know. So, like, today, you know, I want to talk about, for 2017, what I'm asking everyone out there to do is, like, if you ever go to Starbucks, right, or you go to, like, a brew pub or something like that, or even just, like, you know, a cool discount fashion place to pick up some new duds and stuff, you know, like Saks or Bloomingdale's or something like Gucci or Prada or whatever, you know, wherever you go for your clearance shit. What I want you to do is, like, do not leave your house until you've made a decision about what it is you really want to buy. So, like, if you want a coffee at Starbucks, you know, with your lattes, it's like righteous lattes, you know. It's like when, did I tell you what I was talking about? Oh, I did, yeah. So, like, when you go to Starbucks, don't leave your house or your car or your skateboard or your board, if you're serving that, right in the way. It's just, like, know what drink you want before you step foot in a Starbucks, okay? Because, like, I'm tired of waiting behind your ass in line, okay? Because, like, you get there, you stand in line for 10 minutes. You're reading the freaking menu, man. It's like, don't you already know what you want? Isn't that why you went to Starbucks? Because you wanted Starbucks. It's like, oh,
I'm Jordan McNamara with a headline weather now. In Knoxville, Tennessee, it's a cold 49 degrees. In Atlanta, it's also 49 degrees, but it's raining. In Boston, it's 34 degrees. In Washington, it's 44 degrees. Paris is 31. London, 40. Dallas is 62. It's not sunny enough to go digging for oil in your own backyard. But in Seattle, it's 34. And in Portland, it's 36. It's warmer in Portland than Seattle, in case you didn't do the math on that. Denver is 31. Irvine, California, 52 degrees. New York is 43 degrees. Chicago, 36 degrees. Is the lake frozen? Las Vegas, it's 53 degrees. You can lose all your money and still go to Phoenix. It's 52 degrees there, but in LA, it's going to be 48 degrees. San Diego is 52 degrees. Palm Springs is 55. And Temecula, California, it's 48 degrees. I'm Jordan McNamara with the headline weather you need to know now. Your temperature, your way, wherever you are, whether you live or die in 2017, I'm sure there's going to be weather somewhere for you. So enjoy the climate, enjoy the weather, enjoy the year. I'm Jordan McNamara on Headline Weather Now.
Oh, man. So it's just like, I'm just saying that,
what
like...
What were you saying?
What?
You know what your drink is going to be before you get up there
yeah.
and you stand
oh,
up
absolutely.
There with your mouth falling all over the floor, you know, like another mouth breather.
Tired of those goyim.
Like a dumb, fat southerner codfish. Without prayers for Jesus.
You know, you see people that's in fast food and Starbucks and other places. This is all they do.
They
is
don't
they
know what they
there
want.
With their mouth open. Oh, they God. Don't even know where the fuck they are or why they're there. Man. Like,
that is unholy language.
And then they order something that's not even served
it's not
at the
there,
place
right.
they're
that
ordering
is
it.
A
you know
demon.
What I mean, man?
That,
it's
yes.
like, don't go to Saks
that's
and
right.
ask for something that's only carried by JCPenney's or Walmart or something else. It's like, they're so marinating in fake news, they no longer even know what the hell
Satan.
They want or why they want
that's
it.
That's right.
Just
Satan
like
of
so
hell.
Filled with the fake
right.
news crap. It's like terrible, you know?
And Job
like,
it says, you vex my soul. You
turn
know.
Around and question with a Q their hashtags of their own, you know, emoluments clause for
that's
their
right,
life. It's like, it's got to be love. It's got to be cute. It's got to be happy. You know, it's just like, that's like the best memories.
It
you
is.
Right
well,
there,
they,
you
if
know,
they
that,
stand there with their mouth open,
really cool.
you know,
so
a fly
righteous,
could come in or a bug or something hoovering around like with a Jesus creamy going to go like, you know, bug poop all over their face. Could be standing right there. Oh.
Hello, everybody. I'm Steve Steinberg, and welcome to Life Facts Television. With me, Steve Steinberg, I have a very special guest today. Her name is Catherine Damiana Malone. She's America's favorite national motivational conservative Republican pure Christian speaker. And we're talking to
and
her today about these hashtag things that people put on the social media and the kind of general mood that goes along with these hashtags. Catherine, welcome to the show, darling.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
So, darling, tell me about these hashtags and why do people use them? What is that about?
Okay, well, what it is, it's like a shorthand way of being able to make a point without pivoting too much or leaning into something that could be a tipping point that curries favor with something of conflict of interest that doesn't have enough gravitas.
Okay, but is this hashtag thing, is it a way for people to talk to people, not talk to people? What is the connection?
Well, the connection is something I'd like to explain because I'm a national speaker. I am a structured speaker, and I do have these modules on hashtags, how to make millions using the right hashtag.
Fabulous.
And, let's keep up with Catherine here. Okay, let's go.
Let's get into it.
Because the hashtags that are so popular, it's like when you use a hashtag, it hashes out with the audience. It's like hashing it out.
What does it do, though?
You're dishing it out.
Okay.
You're stringing along the stragglers. And hopefully not the hecklers with these hashtags. It's sort of a science that I go over in the module on the hashtag.
But is there any point in using hashtags in your everyday speech? You know, a conversation like over the phone or in the emails. Where should a person use the hashtag?
Well, this is it. Using the hashtags should not be done by anyone until they've gone through my certification program of how to make millions with hashtags. Okay.
All right, so that's very clear. So they gotta go through the certification program. Does that cost a lot of money?
It is a significant investment, and we call it an investment rather than spending your money.
Fabulous.
Because if you don't invest in your own wealth
and
assets, you're gonna be spending it on debt and bills.
That's right.
I would hashtag all those terms so they get out there into the stratosphere and really bring in that audience. Magical sense I have as a speaker.
Do you think people ought to have their own emoluments clause that they would know what it is when it comes to these hashtags they could lean into, you know, so they could pivot from one to another until they reach a tipping point and curry favor with someone that doesn't have conflicts of interest?
I got my tipping points. But to answer your question, you know, a lot of people have a mood board. If you work at a magazine, it's called a mood board, and they design what kind of moods are going to go into the ads,
the
and the
colors,
photo shoots, and the stories, and the articles
feeling.
And such. And that's kind of like, but not really, like your own personal emoluments clause.
I have a
co-module that goes with the main module on there for my How to Make Millions with Hashtags. A workshop intensive course seminar webinar speech lecture that I have for the workbook.
Breakout
sessions at the 3 to 5 day event in my offshore.
What is it?
In my offshore spectacular. I have a hashtag stack. Hashtag-tacular.
A hashtacular.
That's the new workshop.
A hashtacular.
And that's really how it works, Steve.
So with this mood board thing, you can develop your own emoluments clause on the mood board. Is that right? So you talk about different words and fonts and colors and stuff?
Well, we do. We go over like their USP, their unique selling proposition.
It's seminar bullshit,
if they can even, you know, get up on the stage and at least look good. I mean, you have to have lost the weight. You have to have lost the big box ass and not have a dumbass brain to even get into my
Aren't all the audiences dumb at those seminars?
Oh, I love
shops like the hashtag-tacular.
So really, you're going to be going over people's, you know, fashion sense. Is that sort of what it's about these mood boards and the emollients?
Cause
the fashion, the style of it?
Yeah, we go over their tipping points, their own arch, their own feelings.
Oh, my God, their own art and feelings. I love it. So thank you so much, Catherine, for being on the show.
Is that
fabulous?
That is it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So it's like, what are you talking about with the hashtag-tacular?
Oh, that's kind of confused.
Is that something that we should be doing on social media?
That is a good question.
Is this something that I should be doing in Bless Your Souls?
Well, Catherine.
A hashtag-tac?
No.
Hashtag-tacular.
Hashtag?
Is that
Isaiah?
No.
It's not in the Bible. It's a hashtag-tacular. Catherine, should we be doing that?
Yes, we should.
Jordan McNamara with your astrology news forecast for 2017. Now, we're going to go through the signs. Aries, you're the star. Keep transforming. I doubt you'll get there, but try anyway. Doris, you're going to stand tall in periods of sudden events, even if they never happen. Gemini, romancing the life is what you're all about, even though you go back and forth and no one wants to be with you. Cancer, good things come your way, as long as you're not in your way. Leo, live the king-size life, but without that queen. Virgo, new love glitters, and you know what we're not talking about on that one. Libra, the world is yours to conquer until you can pay for it. No one's gonna pay for it for you. Scorpio, life is beautiful and make it count, no matter how bad it gets in hell. Sagittarius, introspect, 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 and I don't know what that means, but Capricorn, the crown is yours, but focus on family and spirituality as long as you can, you know, get them to come to your family dinners and listen to you go on and on about all your damn work ethic. Aquarius, work hard, think hard, and ride the wave, and even if you don't build it, you know, you might as well latch onto somebody else who can do all the work for you while you just sit back and criticize them. Pisces, focus on family and partnerships. Stop dreaming, start doing, stop drinking, and start drinking. And stop drinking and start drinking. Well, anyway, that's Jordan McNamara on your astrology news forecast for 2017.
Well, oh, man, wow. I mean, that was like, I don't even know what to think of that. It's like, that's like more lamestream media,
well,
but it's like up in the
stars.
It's like in the galaxies. It's like hoovering around the universe.
Give me those nuts.
Bad news in the stars.
It's, like, it's just...
Shit, I don't even want a hashtag-tacular if it's just going to be all bad news.
Well, but see, the thing is I can I can get really creative. Catherine's very creative. I mean, it's just like, I just get the ideas coming in. I can do a hashtag-tacular and combine it with my angel coaching guides, okay? So because, like, you know, once when the Texas Flood Relief Telethon I had to do, and I made so much money, I mean, I raised so much money that I donated. Oh, wow, I stepped in that one. Oh, who gives a shit? You know, these poor people, they don't even vote for their own best interests. Why should we raise any money for it? Anyway, you know, they were sending in the money even though they were flooded in Texas. And I had like a finance tacular after that one. So what I could do is I could do the hashtag tacular and combine it with my angel coaching guides. And then we could all, like, you know, get our hair and nails done and then just be, like, really fabulous with the fashion, because that's, isn't that one of the words? Isn't that, where's my show notes? Oh, God dang it. Oh, that's me. Welcome to Mornings with Mulu, Millionaire Secrets. I'm Catherine Damiana Mulu for Mornings with Mulu, Millionaire Secret. I just said that, you know, my show notes. I am, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to jump right into this hashtag-tacular situation in my angel coaching guides. I'm having a discount. I'm marking down this new program I'm doing on the hashtag-tacular. I'm combining it with the angel coaching program. So if you are in my inner circle, you will, in addition to paying your $30,000 a month, I'm just going to knock down, I'm going to do a 50% discount on this offshore intensive, the offshore intensive. I've got these nuts stuck in my molars. Oh, it's just the bitingness of it. Okay, I'm not making any sense. These nuts are going to my brain. Anyway, I'm just going to charge 50% for the offshore intensive of the hashtag-tacular workshop with Angel Coaching Guide. So instead of the normal $20,000 for the two-day event, let's just make it quick and easy. Let's just make it 10 grand per person. You got to pay upfront and in full. And if you're late, like if you pay at the door, just pay the regular price of $20,000. You know, I just... So let's go over the tips for these hashtags. You want to use hashtags on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. The hashtag is like the number sign, the pound sign, before a word. And you want to pick a word that's a little bit juicy, a little bit stylistic, so that you can run it by your artisterist and your Pinterest, your producerist and your yoga instructionist, your producerist and your astrologist. They ought to have some really good words for you, okay? And if not, then just check in with Catherine. Just keep up with Catherine. I go over these hashtags so I don't violate the emoluments clause of Big Jewish Media Radio Show. Let's go over some of these top hashtags of 2016, okay? Are you ready? You want to grab a pen and write these down, because this is like the pre-work you're going to need.
I'm Jordan McNamara with your hashtag news now on Headline Hashtags. The top hashtags as reported on social media 2016 were the following list I'm going to go through right now. Love, Instagood, Me, TBT, which is Throwback Thursday, Cute, and Follow Me, Photo of the Day, Happy Tag, Relax, Fashion, Selfie, LGBT, Gay, Laugh, Funny Shit, My Old Resolution, Happy New Year, and Best Memories of 2016. I'm Jordan McNamara for your headline hashtag news now.
Oh my
I don't even know what to say after that. You totally stole my thunder.
He got you, man.
Does he have cards? I don't know. I should sue him. I should call Donald Trump and have him pay for this lawsuit.
Ernie didn't understand this. Totally stole my thunder.
I was going to report on those hashtags for my hashtag tacular.
It's all right.
Combined with the angel coaching program.
What is a hashtag?
Well, what are you going to do, Catherine? You're a structured speaker. Pull it out of your ass and do it.
That was a quality moment.
Oh, shut up, Catherine.
I don't understand what this hashtag is. I've got my new Bible here.
He was just reading the news.
All kinds of cross-citation media techniques, and I'm looking through the Old Testament and the New Testament. Pernie don't see the word hashtag
it's not in
the Bible, so Pernie don't
see that. Hashtag is not a biblical term.
Pernie don't believe that.
Pernie, oh my goodness. Come on, I'm seeing. Get
those
nuts away, demon.
Look at these nuts out of here. I don't think we're going to do a dry show anymore. None of us can talk unless we have a drink in us. I mean, these dried, salty nuts. There's something in them, Catherine, that's not right, okay? Maybe you should turn on, you know, the cameras and the microphones and your boobs and have them report that to home office. Are we being bugged through the food now? Are we being poisoned through these nuts? Is that what they're doing?
That's a good point, Steve. Come on, Catherine, what's going on? You're the one who brought the nuts.
Well, I bought these at a national chain grocery store that looks at their organic, they're roasted, they're salty, they're wonderful, no shells.
Are they kosher? Are they blessed by Jesus?
Are they kosher, darling?
In Ecclesiastes, it says that wisdom gives life. It doesn't say anything about nuts or these hashtags.
Look out.
Oh, God.
Bless you, Jesus. Thank you kindly.
You know, we do. Sheila, we need to get this office dusted. Maybe it's just the dust.
It is dusty in here,
that's not one of the best memories from 2016, but I'm trying to.
Where's that list?
Happy New Year.
A happy new year
when we don't have dust on the nuts. That's another one of my one resolution.
So we could talk about that again on the Throwback Thursday.
Right,
you got to work that one in.
Parent, have no clue what you're talking about.
Serious.
These are the hashtags.
You'd be seriously, and not everyone would think you're cute. Okay, there.
Oh, there you go.
Don't even take a photo of myself because it's a selfie. You know, this is really hard, Steve. I don't know how we're supposed to do this.
You know.
I think we need an amendment. We need, like, an emoluments amendment. Because some of these are dumb, and I don't know why we have to use them. They're not even in the Bible.
Like in the hashtag tacular.
Catherine, why do we have to use the hashtag?
This is part of our contract.
Okay, so you use the hashtags because this is what people are talking about on the Twitters and the Facebook,
Ephesians,
and Instagram,
Galatians,
and other places.
No, it's not the Bible.
Where these sorts of important words
it's for the ratings, Jonathan.
I know it's for the ratings.
Right.
But they're not in the Bible.
Hashtag is nothing more than the pound sign, the number sign,
right before it signifies that this is the word that someone wants to use.
You have to use
it.
And then someone, some little stupid office somewhere,
if it's holy or church
computer to tabulate,
someone counts
and calculate
it. That's
these different tag for likes in a fashionable sense.
To see how popular they are. That's all it is, Jonathan.
I know that.
And that's why they have a lead into pivot moment with a tipping point and courage favor.
Oh, there you go again.
And I love that happiness. For a happy new year. And anyway, basically, it sounds like hashtag soup. And that's why I'm doing the hashtag tackler combined with the angel coaching program.
Those nuts are really unholy, really sad. In Leviticus
speaking, and I'm a structured speaker.
I'm a professional preacher. In Leviticus, it says, in the feast of the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, say unto them concerning the
feast. I think we should be having a drink.
And the word feast, not on your hashtag or the saltiness. And we need to give a feast, and the Lord says, Pernius.
Well, I think we need to have a feast and a beer, man,
because
none of us are able to talk anymore, and the audience isn't going to be able to understand what the hell we're saying with all this hashtag soup, Catherine.
Well, I need a mocha latte.
Welcome to the Big Jewish Media Radio Show. Big Jewish Media is the most fabulous, largest, most powerful, richest, and best Big Jewish Media mega conglomerate on the face of this godforsaken planet. So just get over it already. Join us on social media at facebook.com/bigjewishmedia and twitter.com/bigjewishmedia. And always, bigjewishmedia.com.
Goodness.
Well, all I know is we're going to do the hashtag Tacula,
right.
And we're going to get this thing done. We're going to get it right.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out on Jewish Media Radio.
With the angel coaching guys.
And a drink and a beer, man.
And that would be insta-good for Pernod there. Pernod got a hashtag, right? Pernod got a hashtag. Hello?